if you go to a 49ers football game this fall, you may hear this voice.
Hello, I'm RecycleBot. I was developed by Charlotte Green Initiative and a bunch of amazing engineers. Please help me keep your city clean.
And there are a few other options on the table, like Yoda.
Recycle, you must. We must protect environment.
Or maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I am Arnold. I want to make sure you recycle.
Those voices actually came from engineering professor Jim Conrad. He's supervising the project.
Minus 10 points for almost killing me. Do you smell smoke? That's a good sign.
Here's how it works. First, you put your trash on top of the robot. Electrical engineering student Akshay Deshpande demonstrates.
I'm just putting a soda can on the platform, and it will detect whether it is a recyclable or not.
A small camera detects whether it's recyclable or for composting.
It says recyclable can, and the green LED here glows for 5 seconds.
The LED light turns green, the cardboard tilts, and the object falls into the recycle bin inside the robot. If the light is red, the object slides into the compost bin. The robot moves on its own in the research lab, and there are 2 sensors on the front of the robot so that it stops if something is in front of it. When it's complete, it will move through the tailgating area following pre-programmed GPS coordinates. Sam Hsu is one of 2 PhD students who came up with the idea for RecycleBot. He helped land a $5,000 grant to build it. He says it's good PR for the College of Engineering.
Everybody's over here and thinking about sports. They also see that UNCC has a lot more going on.
There will still be recycle and compost bins at the stadium. Hsu encourages you to use those, too.
You know, I can't say it's going to be terribly more efficient than, like, going to a recycling bin yourself, but it's there for show, not efficiency. It's supposed to be a showstopper.
The students are still working on making sure the robot doesn't fall down steps, and there will be someone walking with the robot to make sure there's a kill switch in the event of something like a robot apocalypse. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma in Charlotte.